Kof Beis Teves, Friday the 4th of January, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan. Why the lie? Parshas Shemos.
Good morning, my Rabbi Isai. The title of today's share, as expressed so eloquently by Alan, is Why the Lie? Why the Lie? Analysis of Parshas Shemos. So, can anybody here suggest the reason for this obscure title? I will give you a clue. Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu and sends him on a mission to take out the Bnei Israel from Mitzrayim. That is the end of my clue. So what is my question?
Why 3 days?
Thank you. You took the words out of my mouth. Why did he take, Hashem says, the introduction, before there's any obscurity in the words of the Lord, Hashem says the following. I have seen the affliction which my nation has been suffering in Mitzrayim. I'm going to come down to Mitzrayim and take them out to the land of flowing milk and honey. So I think that is quite clear from the onset what the intention of this whole, the saga of Yetzias Mitzrayim was, to come out from Mitzrayim to Eretz Zobas Cholav Udvash. Nevertheless, we know what does, when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, what shall I say to Paroi when I confront him? These are the words you shall say to Paroi. Bnei Yisrael v'shamu lekolecha, they will hear you. Uvasoi, atov azikne Yisrael al melech Mitzrayim, v'amartem eilov Hashem, elikei Ivrim nikra aleinu, Hashem, the God of the Hebrews, has chanced upon us. Va'ata, now, this is our demand from you, Paroi. We're giving you a chance. Let us go for 3 days in the Midbar. Then more copies on the, and we shall sacrifice to Hashem our God. Right? So it's clear that he was to ask for 3 days. Why the lie?
It's not a lie.
What? It's okay, so there's a suggestion here, it's not a lie. Moshe Rabbeinu is not lying. L'chaira, that's true. I mean, to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is lying sounds a bit extreme and puzzling, to put it mildly. So what I would like to do really today is to go through, it's really not really any of my ideas, some ideas which I have found in the Meforashim, and really it's an analysis of a few psukim which I hope you will find of sufficient interest, which enlightens how to learn psukim. You see how the Rishonim learn psukim, just the simple jot of what's going on. And hopefully, using that analysis, we shall come to some truth, resolving of this quandary. And that is the following. We're going to start with Posuk. I have typed out the Psukim in front of you. Hashem says, I read till Posuk. Ches, let's continue. The cry of Bnei Israel has come to me. Now, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu. I want you to go, and I will send you to Paro to take out my nation from Israel. Okay. Ready? We're going from this Pasuk, from Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now Moshe confronts HaKadosh Baruch and says, Vayomer Moshe el Elohim, Mi Anochi? Who am I? Ki eilech el Paroi, that I should go to Paroi, v'chi oiti es bnei Yisrael mimitzrayim, and I should go out and shall take out bnei Yisrael mimitzrayim. There are two questions going on here. Mi anoichi? Who am I? And second of all, v'chi oiti es bnei Yisrael mimitzrayim. How or what, in what way should I take out bnei Yisrael mimitzrayim? What are the two questions? There are two questions being posed by HaKadosh, by Moshe Rabbeinu to Hashem, and we need to discuss what are those two questions. The answer to those two questions, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer ki eya imoch. Hashem replied, I will be with you, vezelacha ois ki anoichi shelachticha. And this should be for you as a sign that I have sent you. That I have sent you on a mission. When you come out from Mitzrayim, then you shall worship Hashem on this mountain. Now I would have liked to go through Rashi inside, because it's not the same as seeing inside as being told, but I'm afraid that time does not allow us to do so. So I will just tell you how Rashi learns these two psukim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's two questions. First of all, Mi anoichi? Ma ani chashuv ledaber malachim? I'm not aristocratic, which is interesting because he was brought up in Moshe Rabbeinu's house. Who am I? In Parah's house, he was brought up, and nevertheless, he felt, well, it seems to be quite a long time ago. Charles, how long do you think it's been since he's been in Parah's palace?
Yes,
60 years. Presumably 60 years, I always say, yeah? He was a maximum 20 when he left, probably a bit younger, yeah? And he's now 80, right? He was a king in Midian. He went through it, been there, done that, and got the T-shirts of everywhere. But 60 years later, he's coming back. He hasn't been in Parah's palace for 60 years. And don't forget, he's a bit of a... he was a wanted man. Perhaps it's not so dangerous anymore, but something to just appear and to get into Parah's palace, that's a feat which Moshe Rabbeinu saw that al pi derech hateva, there's no way he could achieve that. That was question number one. Question number two, v'chi oiti az bnei Yisrael mimitzrayim, v'af im choshev ani, even if somehow I managed to get in, I managed to speak to Parah. But tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma zochu Yisrael she'yaseh lahem neis v'yitzeihem Yisrael? What merit has Bnei Yisrael got that I should take them out of Mitzrayim? Interesting. You need a merit. You need a schus. It's not because the time has come. You need a schus. Bnei Yisrael need a schus to be able to come out from Mitzrayim. We thought, well, the time has come. Why do they need a schus? They've done their term. Right, so that's it. They're free to go. No. It's mevor from here. It's clear that they needed a schus to be able to get out of Mitzrayim. What are the answers? Answer to your first question. You want to know how you can possibly succeed. You're right. Al pi derech hateva, you won't succeed. But don't worry, I'll be with you. I'll put the right wording into your mouth. I'll be with you. I'll be there to hold your hand. How can I be assured of that? How can I be assured that you'll be holding my hand? I'll be successful, even though, the normal teva advarim, the way the world works, there's no way I have any chance of success. The fact, this very marim, this very sight, that what are you seeing now? Rabbi say, what was he was gazing, and it's a phenomenal fact, a phenomenon. Of the snare, boer, which was on fire, ve'einu ukal, was not being consumed by the fire. That's a siman that there can be fire. There can be destructive forces, and yet if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it, it will not be destroyed. Same here. Yeah, you may feel, I stand no chance. No, ki eya imoch, I will be with you. Therefore, you needn't worry about any harm which comes to you. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu needs that physical sign, that tangible sign, to inform him of that very promise. Which is something interesting to note. It's not enough HaKadosh Baruch Hu to just promise him, yes, I will be with you, I will look after you. He needs, Moshe Rabbeinu needs, a tangible siman to show that that's true. Okay, that's an interesting point. Okay, number two, your answer, what did Bnei Yisrael deserve? What merit do they have? You're right. Now, they don't really have the schus. But what, Rabbi Yisai? In a few days' time, they are going to be worshipping Hashem on this mountain. They're going to be mekabel the Torah. That Kabbalah Satira is their merit to be able to go out of Mitzrayim. Any questions?
Hashem's promise. He promised them regardless. He didn't make a condition.
Well, they seem to be in need of the merit. Yeah? Perhaps, why do they need a merit? Maybe because it was early. It wasn't quite the 400 years. But they needed the merit. That's clear, right? So what is the answer? They're going to worship Hashem on the mountain. That's later. If we say a person needs merit, you need a merit now. Not what he's going to do later. Right? So, L'chayr L'kavon of Rashi, if they're going to worship Hashem, and they're going to be to go through such an experience as Matan Torah, such a dramatic experience of being mekabel the Torah, it must be that despite the outside, despite the fact that ha'alolu ha'oved avodah zarah, ha'alolu ha'oved avodah zarah, but intrinsically, inside, they really have that potential. Innate. Inside them, they have that potential of being mekabel the Torah. Therefore, they have that merit now already. Right? Things don't just happen in a vacuum. Yeah? If they are ready, if from the fact that Matan Torah can take place in a month's time, in a month and a half's time, that shows already now, despite the fact that they have stooped so low, nevertheless they have that potential to be mekabel the Torah, and therefore they're already ready now. So although you're looking Moshe Rabbeinu at the outside, and you're saying, wow, I can hardly see any distinction between the way the midstream are living their lives, and the way the Hebrews are living their lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's not true. That might be on the outside, but on the inside, they're inherently different. Right? Because look, they're going to be able to be mekabel the Torah. That is the explanation of Rashi. Ramban. Let's go through the Rashbam. So Rashbam, I've written out the Rashbam. And he explains, very similar to Rashi, right? The Rashbam says, explaining the Apostle. So let's have a look at the words of the Rashbam. Moshe heishiv al shnei dvorim she'omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo leches esparo, v'gam lo itzias bnei Yisrael al yidei mitzvos paro. Yeah? Hashem told him, first of all, go to Paro and to take out bnei Yisrael. U'moshe heishiv al rishon rishon. I'm going to deal with each one at a time. Yeah, even if I'm coming to find favor, I'm coming for the sake of the king. I'm coming to give him a present. Yeah, a foreigner, a stranger like me, I can't even get past the palace gates, let alone go on a mission such as the one you're asking me. Right, so even mi anochi kelecha paro is similar to Rashi, almost identical to his zayda. That there's no way I can get in. Apidel chateva, there's no way I can get in. The second one, v'chi oiti as bnei song in Mitzrayim. Now here, this is different. Rashi explained what's the question. V'chi oiti bnei song in Mitzrayim. What's chus? Rashbam doesn't know that. V'chi oiti bnei song in Mitzrayim means it's hard enough to get through the gates. Now what do you want me to ask him to take out bnei song in Mitzrayim? How is it possible to even imagine that he's going to acquiesce to such a request? There is no way that a person who's controlling a whole nation has got them, as far as he knows, forever in servitude. I'm now going to say, Paro, it's time you just let them go. Well, that's a complete waste of time. What's the point of going on such a mission? It's doomed to failure. Okay? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, look at the lesson of the Rashbam. V'chishoyteu paro elishmo ali lishlach am rav shehem avodav chofshi me'atzoi. Is he a fool to be able to let free a nation of servants who are working him for free? What words could I tell him? If you're asking me to go to Paro, you obviously want Yitzias Mitzrayim to be done with his permission. Otherwise, forget. Keep Paro out of the picture. Let's just take them out. From the fact that you're asking me to go to Paro, we want his permission. of course, it's, what's the point of that? Of course it's not gonna permit. So listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heshiv Lo Yal Rishon Rishon. Ve'oma, ki ei ha'imach ve'etzen chincha ba'ina ha'melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives the grace. The person has a chen. You can see some people are just have that gift. A natural chen. Yeah? V'nimtza chen v'sechel to ben ha'il l'kima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that first thing, I will give you grace, I will give you chen, that will get you through the doors. Right? And don't worry about any harm which may come to you. Akadosh Baruch Hu needed, Moshe Rabbeinu needed new reassurance. He needed something tangible that this is an absolute, he has been sent, he needed an absolute veracity of his shlichus. Right, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, this Mare which you're seeing is that sign of indication that it is true, I have sent you on a mission, you needn't worry about everything, about any harm which may come to you. Right. V'al ma sh'ato'ime v'chiyoyti az b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, k'loima b'eize ta'ano sh'oima lepari yishmai lai le'tzion, bo'itziacha es ha'am m'Mitzrayim, ani mitzav lecha achshav, I want you as well, when you go out, I want you to sacrifices to me when you come out of Mitzrayim. You can say this. Paro will be able to hear that. He'll be able to hear that we're going out. It's their religion. It's their religion. They need to sacrifice to their gods. That's okay. Although in this very pasuk that wasn't so self-explanatory, levasav mefarish, nevertheless, turn to pasuk your test. Veshamu lekolecha, he brings out pasuk over 3 days. Veshamu lekolecha, ubasa ata vizikne yisrael amelech mitzrayim, veata nelchana derech shloishes yomim b'midbar v'nizbecha. Give us 3 days so we can fulfill the duties of our religion, right? Vechein. Amazing. The chen kol pam v'pam. Hayom Moshe mekal lepari. Every time when he told Moshe Tafari, please let my nation go, he wasn't asking with a completely unreasonable, way over the top request. 3 days, come back. Yeah. The chen matinu b'Shmuel. Where do we find that? Because Baruch Hu sends you on a mission. Nevertheless, you have to do hishtadlos within the parameters of what we would call normal. You have to take the normal precautions. So, the Rashbam brings a famous episode with David and Shmuel. Shmuel was to anoint David as a king, despite the fact that Shaul HaMelech was still alive. So Shmuel turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you send me to anoint David? Veshoma Shmuel Shaul V'aragani. As soon as Shaul will hear, he will kill me. Right? What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told you to do it. Isn't that itself enough as an assurance, of an assurance that you'll be okay? Well, what's he worried about harm coming to him from Shaul? You see, that despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you on a mission, and he speaks to you directly, nevertheless, you have to take the correct precautions. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. What did he say to Shmuel? Tell him, you're going up to that city to sacrifices, yeah? Take a calf and say that I have come to sacrifice. Don't tell anybody about your mission, right? Then your mission will not be a mission impossible, but mission possible, right? So you can tell him 3 days. Very interesting. Look at the way the Rashbam finishes. Anybody who explains these psukim in any other way, are completely mistaken. Amazing, amazing line. I could finish off his commentary by saying anybody who gives any other explanation is just completely wrong. So here we see the most remarkable thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending Moshe Rabbeinu. This is probably the biggest mission of history. right, to take out Bnei Yisrael from Yitzhak. Nevertheless, he has to take the right precautions. And Moshe Rabbeinu is 100% correct in his statement that there's no way I can ask Paro to let them go forever. Because the brother says, yeah, you're right, the Viskarech, therefore you can ask them for 3 days. That's within reason. And even that, Paro refused. Let me read to you the Ralbag. The Ralbag is Rabbeinu Levi ben Gershon, known in English as Gersonides, right? Like the Nachmanides is Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman. Maimonides is Rav Moshe ben Maimon. The Gersonides is Rav Levi ben Gershon. So, if those who have the printout of the Shi'it on page 43, he says, commenting is mamash like the Rashbam. V'hineh tzivah lo Hashem sheyom hazeh amar lo paro b'zeh oifen v'lo yigal eloi. He should not tell paro shekavonosei lo yitziah misham b'muchlad, that his intention is to take them out forever. Ki im yeida paro shelo yashuvu, because if paro knows that they will not come back, lo yisratze paro b'shum panim b'zeh, there's no way that paro will acquiesce. And here are the lines which I wanted to show you. Put them in bold. V'Hashem Yis'ale. And the Almighty Yaseh Tamid Mashe Yaseh will always carry out what he wants to be done B'Sibois HaYoseh Ne'oseis, with means which are as natural as possible, which are within the parameters of what we would call normality. El Shiyagia Me'em HaTachlis HaDorosh. Right? That we normally understand the way the world works is cause and effect. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as possible, we live in an oilom. Oilom is miloshen helem, hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as possible, to maintain v'chira. Because if we do things and suddenly the result has got nothing to do with the action, we live in a miraculous world, that takes away from v'chira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be naig, to conduct ourselves within the parameters of normality, within what we call hishtadlus, right? Velazeh omar Shmuel, and he brings the same pasuk from Shmuel, that despite the fact that he's on a mission from Hashem, you have to take the right precaution. Tell him, you're allowed to lie. Tell him you're going up to sacrifice. I don't think that was a lie, but that wasn't his true mission. His true mission was to anoint David HaMelech. And now the Ralbag says in Parshas Bishalach, HaTo'eles HaShvi'is, the Ralbag, after every couple of parashas of his Perush on the Torah, yeah, has an interesting analysis of the parashas. They're called the To'aliyos LaRalbag. That means lessons that we can learn from the psukim, from the parasha. And he says, HaTo'eles HaShvi'is U'Bedeis. This is talking about in Kriyas Yamsu, V'hu Lo'idiyah. Shashem Yisale Yase Mashi Yase Maniflos Vemsos Asibus Ayosid Oisus Shaefsha. Hashem will conduct, carry out what he needs to be done within actions which are within the Darke Ayishtadus. Velazetire Shekasherotza Hashem Yisale Shalayagia Hezekli Sona Mitzrim. The Bnei Yisrael were being pursued by the Mitzrim. Ime Yosem Kravim Lahem. Since the Mitzrayim was so close to them, Tzivah Yisrael, Hashem Yilochem Lochem, as the pasuk continues, Rabbi Yisrael, what's Atent Acharishim? Unbelievable! She Acharishim Velo Yarimu Koilom. Don't make a sound. Kedei Shelo Yargishim Mitzrayim Eifahem Itzad Koilom. You know why he told them to be silent? So they can't work out exactly where they are. Yeah, but don't forget there was a pillar of cloud, there was Anan, yeah? There was the Anan, which obscured thing. So if you hear sounds, you know where it's coming from. But if you're silent, can you imagine a nation of 3 million people? Absolutely. I don't know how you shut the babies, or the little ones, or the toddlers, but somehow, if you keep quiet, you will throw the enemy off guard because they won't know where you are. Yeah? V'sham ha'anan mavdi b'neim, v'ya ze palayla. He made this a night. Kedei shelo yira mitzvim bnei Yisrael kriyim aleihem oid latikum. We're talking about Kriyas Yamsu. We're talking about the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did miracles. Master Sheraz Hashivcha layam lo yira Yecheskel ben Buzi. What Hashivcha saw on the sea, even Yecheskel ben Buzi didn't see. Right? And nevertheless, you have to do your bit. I found this an eye-opener. I found this an eye-opener. Well, why? You have to keep silent so they don't know where you are. Right? And that is why, continues the Ralbag, it says, that's why did Moshe Rabbeinu be at the back? Elidah is in the front. Why is he at the back? Yeah? Because since Moshe Rabbeinu, right, according to your level of righteousness, is the level of Ashgocha upon the individual. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mura Mikol Ish, he was the person who had reached the highest level, he had the biggest Hashgocha. Therefore, it was right that he should be put at the back, where it was the most dangerous place. Right? That is the Rashbam, an eye-opener, that you even allowed to lie, even at Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we're learning the Yesodei Ha'Emunah, that was we've been taught the Yesodei Ha'Emunah, nevertheless, you have to conduct yourselves within the parameters of Ishtadlus. The Ramban says similarly, he says, the question was, like the Rashbam and Rashi explained. Now, the second question was, Paro, if we're going out, we're going out. But I want to ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what am I going to tell the people? You told me that we're going to take them out of Mitzrayim and take them out to Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, Eretz Aknani. They'll listen to the first part, because if Paro lets us go, well, what are they going to lose? Of course they're going to... they don't need convincing to be taken out of slavery. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no way they're gonna follow me. Because why am I taking them to Eretz Aknani, a nation of seven powerful a land of seven powerful nations? That part, they're not going to be willing to come after me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the following. The first one, you weren't behind by Paro. Like we explained before. Second one, you're right. They're not going to follow you at the moment to get into Eretz Yisrael. But don't worry. In a few days' time, what's going to be? I'm telling you. That you can do. You can do that mission. Tell them you're going out for 3 days. They don't know you're going out forever. By the time you get to Tavdin Aleikim Al Harazeh, then they'll see that I'll be speaking to you face to face. Then the veracity of your prophecy, of your nevuah, will come to fruition. They will know that you're an absolute, right? They will not have any hero or any doubt about you being a prophet. And then once you have established your standing, then they'll listen to you, whatever you ask them. Even if you ask them to go into most dangerous places, then they will listen to you. Yeah? So according to the Ramban, the reason why they asked for 3 days is not because of Paro, but because of Moshe Rabbeinu, because of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, if you're telling, well, if we're going out of here, then obviously, where else are we going? Obviously, to where our forefathers were, where Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. No way we're going to step foot in there. So you know what? Go to Paro, tell him, a spiel, that we're going for 3 days. We're going 3 days, that's what Bnei Yisrael here. Ah, we're going, oh, okay, I don't mind. We'll go back, okay, we'll come back to Eretz Goshen and settle there. It's not the right, the time is not right to move to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he said, the Ramban is learning the same way. That's why he said 3 days. He said 3 days, because again, within the parameters of Ishtadlos, there's no way that Bnei Yisrael will agree to go out forever, because that would mean to go to Eretz Canaan, and that's too dangerous. I would like, just to finish off, to me there's a lot to say, and anybody who has time can read, I bring a few sources there, that to me this was an eye-opener. We're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're talking about when Kadosh Baruch Hu, we learn all the fundamentals of our religion were taught in Mitzrayim. And yet, at the same time, we have to do Ishtadlus. And one doesn't depreciate from the other. Yeah? At the same time, yeah, it's one thing being passive and let Hashem taking care of everything, but it's quite another, us doing our bit, and within what we call, well, this is within the parameters of normal. And yet, to appreciate that it's God, it's Hashem who's running the show. And I would just like to finish off with a sentence, which they say, a mensch darf tun nicht leuchten. A person has to do, not achieve. And that's the lesson which I see from here. We have to do our bit. Achievement, it's got nothing to do with the Tzitzah. The Tzitzah has got nothing to do with my actions. I have to do my bit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the results. Thank you for listening, Rabbi Isai. A good Shabbos.